We're recording now.
Right. One of the things that occurred when I was in law school is that when I, there was three other Hispanic students at the law school. And particularly the two of us, we got to be pretty friendly. And we would sit around and we would talk and we started talking about our cultural likes and remembrances and then also some of the differences, you know, particularly when it was Puerto Rican, and, you know, Mexicans would talk about Mexico and their remembrances of Mexico. Puerto Rican would talk about, you know, Puerto Rican. And, you know, I had the idea that we should create our own group, but there was only three of us. So I thought, well, we could take turns being president. One day I could be president and you could be president. So we would joke around about that. Then the following year, there were some more Spanish students that were accepted, and I thought, well, we should form an association now that we have. I think there was like six now, so it's like, all right, you know, we got a big group here. So I did the research and I found out, you know, how we could do it, and Ms. Chris was very helpful in that area. She told me, you know, I says, okay, we have to tell the dean, you have to go down and meet the dean, tell him why you want to do this and everything else. So we did. I and then the other student. He was already going to be graduating. So I went down and I talked to the dean, and it was Dean Herzog at the time, and told him, okay, we want to start this association, this organization called the Hispanic Law Student Association. And he said, well, what the purpose of this association? Well, you know, so we could sit around and talk about, you know, our cultural differences and also similarities, and have an area where, you know, we can just basically get together and share, you know, views, and also, you know, to try to provide assistance for incoming students. So he was receptive to the idea, and he gave us his acceptance that, you know, we could form your organization in a formal manner, and we did. And you know, it's grown since then, and you know, now they have a considerable amount of students in the association. I still go back to support them, but and it was just an indication of the school's commitment to diversity and providing opportunity, because you know, here we come in and we want to create this organization, and you know, they didn't really know, you know, what it is that we were up to. But at the same time, you know, we did start putting on programs to raise money for the organization, to develop, you know, benefits for student members. We had one of our first fundraisers was we bought pan dulce, you know, Mexican sweetbread. And one of the students who became a member, he was Cuban, so he brought his espresso making machine. So then we had Mexican hot chocolate, and we had Cuban espresso, and then the sweet bread. And I forgot how much we bought, you know, a few dozen, and we went through it in a matter of minutes. And we had to go out and get some more. And then we were just selling like for 25 cents a piece or something like that. It was pretty reasonable, but yet it was still a profit for us. And then one of the professors said, why are you selling this just for a quarter? Well, because we, you know, this is selling for more. It's charging a dollar.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, okay, well, maybe we will. And sure enough, they, you know, they still kept coming and buying it. So so that used to always be our fundraiser. And then we started putting on these mock trials. And one of them that we did was it was using interpreters, and we had this trial. It was a criminal trial, and we had this witness in the trial who needed sign language interpreter. So it wasn't one of these common trials where you had just a Spanish-speaking person that needed an interpreter, but we had one where the person needed sign language, and then one of the other one of the defendants was Spanish-speaking, and then we had the victim that was represented by the prosecutor to be Romanian. So we had all these different interpreters. But we actually had lawyers who participated in this, and real interpreters. And, you know, it was very, you know, educational in the sense that this is what happens, and it's not unusual. And I know this is for the next part of this tape, but I ended up having when I was a judge in domestic violence court, I ended up having a trial where we needed three different interpreters because all the parties spoke different languages. And I was like, hey, I did this in law school. So it was kind of interesting. But, you know, it was an opportunity for us to create something in the school that the school allowed us. And it's still flourishing. Yeah.
So seminal.
Right, yeah. They've gone beyond the bake sales, and now they have these fiestas. Every semester they have a fiesta, and they have one of the rooms set up like one of these Cuban nightclubs with the tables and the candlelight, and they have a DJ, and they have a variety of different type of Latin foods, and then they have the Latin music playing. So it's kind of neat to see it from the day when, you know, we just had the bake sales to now to the fiestas. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. Can I briefly just share with you that I guess, you know, in the Latino popular imagination, there's this idea of the son or daughter that makes it, quote unquote, you know, through college. It's primarily depicted through Gregory Nava's film Mi Familia,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's this idea of the divided self, you know. On the one hand, you're dealing with your ethnic cultural background, which is a, you know, reality, and on the other, your profession, you know, which deals primarily within a very, you know, the wider Anglo community. How does this experience for you, the divided self, at least because it seems pertinent,
mm-hmm.
Fit into your experience?
I always, yeah, it's interesting because for years I felt, all right, I have to obtain my goal to be fulfilled in life, I guess you would say, that to become a lawyer and then ultimately become a judge was my purpose in life. I mean, I have a lot of, you know, other, you know, purposes in life now, but that was my singular goal, and I just had like tunnel vision. And I mean, I was aware of things occurring. I was aware of my culture and my ethnicity. But at the same time, it was just like, this is what I have to do, and this is where I'm going, and I'm not going to stop till I get there. And then once I was able to be where I'm at, then I started kind of like branching out and then doing things. And, you know, sort of reaching back and helping out others. And, you know, so when I became very involved in other organizations, Hispanic organizations like the American GI Forum. I became involved with the Hispanic veterans. And, you know, I went back to the neighborhoods to speak to, you know, in the high schools. And in a sense, it was sort of like, particularly, you know, in Pilsen, I would go back to like say Procopio's, and I'd go back to, you know, Benito Juarez, and the sense was that get them to realize, hey, listen, you know, I made it, you could do it, and it was funny when people would, you know, tell me something like, well, you know, it's, you're like the prodigal son, you've come back, you know, and you know, we're very proud of you because, you know, you haven't forgotten. And And there's a part of me that says, like, well, I did for a while because I was like, hey, I don't want to have nothing to do with anybody. This is what I'm going for. And then, you know, now it's sort of like, okay, well, you know, now, you know, if I can give back, I'll give back. But, you know, so in that regard, I feel a little more, like, generous in the sense of, you know, if there's something I can do to help out. And we do quite a few things, you know, like with the Judges Association. We have book drives and we get back to the kids in the west side and the poorer areas. So I don't know if that answers your question or not, but yeah, there's a part of me that feels that, you know, I need to try to give back to the community, give back to those areas where I feel that maybe I could be of assistance and help.
Yeah. And then, I mean, mainly with the Anglo aspect, for example, in your profession, you don't want that being confused with your ability. And then that's, in that sense, I think, as a lawyer, as you know, an intellectual
mm-hmm.
in the legal profession,
mm-hmm.
To sort of be, you know, a great example, because it's honestly a breakthrough, especially from the idea that John Marshall, you were able to foment this new association of
mm-hmm.
Students. And on the other hand, it was, you know, you could count the number of students, but never letting go, perhaps, of those roots.
Right.
In a sense, you know.
Yeah, I think I just felt that to try to do it any bit earlier might not have benefited anybody, might not have benefited me, might not have benefited the community and the people that I wanted to try to help, because, I mean, I myself at the time was struggling to get where I wanted to be at, and to sort of get deviated in one way or another might not be of service to anybody. And then once I think I felt comfortable, and you know, but you know, the other aspect of it too is it's kind of sad to say, but you know, as I was marching on to my goal, particularly you know in undergrad, the you know I didn't encounter a lot of Latinos along the route. There were some that were in undergrad, you know, and they belonged to a particular club or association. I forgot what that was called. And at that time, I just, you know, viewed it as they were just kind of like segregating themselves from everybody else instead of becoming, you know, incorporated. And it was sort of like, okay, well, this is what we're going to do over here, and we're just doing our, you know, our thing. And then, you know, some of the, because as a history major when I was an undergrad, and I would take some of the Latin American studies, there was a lot of emphasis on you know, like it's them against us, by the professors in the university, and it's like, well, that's not going to accomplish anything. I mean, if you have this attitude about them against us, then it's going to be them against us. And, you know, I just felt that was negative in the sense that it wasn't furthering what I wanted to do. I mean, you wanted to become part of the overall picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't until maybe like when I got into law school, then I encountered other Latinos who were of similar mind, you know, in terms of, you know, we all have goals, we all want to achieve certain things in life, and we still had our, you know, cultural remembrances, our ethnic remembrances, our similarities, and what. But we also knew that in order to obtain what we wanted in life, we had to do certain things. So
that was great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.